This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Hello, my lovelies. Welcome to episode 5 of the Mutation Station, where we embrace the marvels of genetic mutations. And this week's episode is focusing on polythelia, also known as supernumerary nipples, or better known as extra nipples. Hashtag free the nip. It's a relatively common minor congenital mutation where there are more nipples than usual. It's a harmless condition and can vary widely in appearance, sometimes being mistaken for moles or other skin markings. They may occur anywhere along the milk lines. So they're the lines of embryonic mammary tissue extending from the armpits to the groin. They are often found in pairs or just the one, just as with normally located nipples. Several famous individuals are known or believed to have supernumerary nipples. Here are a few. Mark Wahlberg, the actor and former rapper, is known to have a third nipple. Tilda Swinton, the Academy Award-winning actress, has been reported to have a third nipple. Lily Allen, the British singer, has spoken openly about having a third nipple. Carrie Underwood, the country singer, revealed in an interview that she was born with a third nipple, but she had that later removed. And yes, the British singer and actor Harry Styles, formerly of the band One Direction, has revealed that he has four nipples, a condition known as polythelia. He has been open about it in interviews and they can be clearly seen in photos and has even shown them on television, making light of his condition with humour and positivity. Now, I did actually reach out to Harry Styles' management company to see if I could get a random interview. I know, reach for the moon, but I've never shied away from rejection. I did receive like a generic statement from the time when he had his infamous interview with Chelsea Handler and he revealed that he had the four nipples and he showed them on TV. And in fact, that statement is more than I ever expected. And it reads, Los Angeles. Internationally renowned music artist and actor Harry Styles has revealed his personal belief about his condition known as polythelia, the presence of extra nipples, during an intimate interview with Chelsea Handler. He candidly shared his unique perspective on how he believes he came to have them. Styles believes he may have been part of a twin in the womb, but absorbed the other, with his extra nipple serving as a biological memento of his once presumed twin. Hello, chimerism. This is an example of his playful and open-minded approach to life, one that embraces individuality and quirks as part of what makes us all uniquely human. It does go on a bit, and I will actually post this on my website. My Mutation Station website is almost complete, and I will post the statement on there as well as the Mutation Station Insta account. And I'll also put the email address, so if anyone wants to send Harry some fan mail, you'll know the email address. Now, while I wasn't able to interview Harry Styles, I was able to interview someone better, a former colleague and friend, Simon, who revealed in a work trivia quiz that he has a third nipple. Here is our interview. So welcome, Simon, to the Mutation Station. Thank you so much for your time. I'm very excited to be interviewing today.
Thanks, Mish. Great to be here. Really looking forward to the conversation.
It's lovely to hear your voice again as well. So I'll just start with the first question. When did you first notice or discover that the mark on your torso was your extra nipple?
So I think I can't remember exactly. I can remember generally what was happening. I might have been 8 or 9, was in the bath, and having a look at my chest and noticed a mark. And then looked more carefully, and it was a little nipple. I thought, oh, that's weird. So I ran out to my mum and said, hey, what's this? She said, yeah, it's a nipple. It's been there since you were, you know, a couple of years old was when she first noticed it, but hadn't said anything about it. When I was 8 or 9, I became aware and really became more aware when I watched James Bond. I think it's The Man with the Golden Gun.
Scaramanga.
And that Scaramanga, yeah, that actually got me really excited. I thought, wow, you know, there's somebody else. This is a thing, and he's special.
Absolutely.
And it, you know, it's kind of,
so you pretty much always thought it was a special thing, which is great. That's fantastic.
I didn't realize straight away, but yeah, after watching that movie, then mum kind of downplayed it. But after I watched the movie, I was like, okay, this could be pretty cool.
Yeah, how fascinating. I actually go into Scaramanga and why Ian Fleming gave him an extra nipple, actually, in the podcast. So you'd have to listen as to why. So my next question was going to be, was it ever misdiagnosed as an inverted mole? But I think you just said that it's always been there. So I
thinking about it, it's never been a thing that a doctor has picked up. Until I was in my 40s, I'd never actually had it confirmed that it was a nipple. Yeah, I always thought it was a nipple.
Yeah.
But I went for a... So it never was when I was younger. It was never diagnosed or misdiagnosed as anything, because it just... I never had anything with that part of my body where a doctor was looking closely at it until you come to Australia and you get skin checks.
Of course.
You know, you go for your annual...
Yes.
Or whatever. I had my first one when I was probably about 40, and then he confirmed...
Yep.
The doctor that it was a third nipple. That was not that I needed confirmation, because
it was a medical confirmation, because I had the opposite thing. So I was taken to the doctor when I was younger because my mum thought I had a third nipple, but it was in fact an inverted mole.
So you know about these things. Oh, okay.
I know about these things. And, of course, you know, just throw even more mutations at me, mum. Like, yeah, thanks. What else can I have? But they
that would have made you extra special.
Oh, exactly. They removed the mole anyway. So, now, is the nipple functioning? Like, for example, when it's cold, does the headlight come on?
Yeah. So I had to think about this. So I was like, well... So there is definitely more sensitivity than the normal skin, mm-hmm. right? So, but it is not as sensitive as my two normal nipples.
Yeah.
But it definitely does, when I get cold, the headlights do come on, but it's only small. So it's kind of, and it does have
amazing
feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, how cute.
Yeah.
So, but it, cute.
Yeah. It's probably the size of a nipple on a little newborn baby, so
right,
only
okay.
little, you
tiny
know,
little
maybe
thing.
Maybe a bit big. Yeah, just a little thing.
Yeah, and yeah. Has a doctor or anyone ever said that you could possibly be a chimera, that you have absorbed a twin in the womb, and that may be?
That would be an awesome story, but no, that
is a possibility.
That's never been confirmed. It is a possibility. Maybe I need to go and ask. It might explain a few things.
Yeah.
You know.
It's very extensive genetic testing. So it's why I haven't got it done with my eyes, because different coloured eyes can be a symptom of being a chimera. But the amount of testing that you have to go through to get it confirmed is quite extensive. So it's like meh.
Yeah, and I think so. It's just never been a thing. I don't think so.
Yeah,
but maybe one day.
Yeah, exactly.
If something else happens, I think let's check it out.
And I think I know the answer to this, because you're pretty confident anyway. It's never affected your self-perception or body image?
No. In fact, I think it's kind of gone the opposite way. So I was at school, at a boarding school, and I knew about it, didn't make too much fuss about it at school. But when it really kind of came to light was when I was playing semi-professional rugby at Coventry. I had a great bunch of guys, and you know, we were telling stories about each other and, you know, having a bit of fun, and then I pointed this out, and then they all looked closely, and rugby players being what rugby players are, they have a wicked sense of humour. So almost within a second, somebody had nicknamed me Triple Nipplehurst. And it didn't take hours or days to come up with a nickname. It was literally somebody said Triple Nipplehurst. I think it was Toby Hanley or Richard Simitora. Maybe they did it together.
Shout out
so to if
Toby
they listen
and
to
Richard.
This, yeah, yeah, they'll they came up with it very, very quickly.
Yeah, because you exposed yourself at a work trivia quiz where that was your secret.
Yeah,
who was it? And you actually mentioned that they used to call you Triple Nipplehurst, and I just loved that story. It was fantastic.
But yeah, it's, you know, it's when you have quizzes or you know, these kind of get to know people things, I usually bring it up there because it's a bit of fun and nobody.
It is an amazing.
I don't think anybody guessed it was me. Yeah, it is. It's always had, you know, taken in fun and never made me feel ashamed or anything in any way. People are interested. And I think that just goes back to, you know, somebody like Scaramanga, who was an arch enemy of James Bond, and he was pretty cool. So
exactly
he was
right.
He was very rich and he had a golden gun. So
that's right. And that's what this podcast is supposed to be about as well, just accepting our uniqueness. And you certainly encapture that. So well done, you.
Thank you.
So you just shared a very interesting story about how you got your nickname, but has there been any other interesting stories, anything humorous that has happened because of the nipple?
I don't think not really interesting stories. It's more the most interesting things have been about when I've shared it and then, you know, obviously the nickname and just that sticking with me for a long time. The fact that whenever I've used it as an icebreaker, people always remember it. So it's just been in that way. There's never been an interesting story with girlfriends or anything in the past. They've kind of, you know, it's always been just kind of, it's
have
normal.
Have any of your children inherited it?
No, not as far. No, definitely not. They're pretty clean. So they haven't got that mutant gene for me. There's other mutant genes they may well.
It might
have,
come through.
But not that one. Yeah, that's right. Could be late.
Still time. Yeah, it could be like grandchildren.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Now, as a fellow mutant, welcome to the club. What superpower do you think your extra nipple would give you? Like my green eye sometimes looks like a laser, so I've always said I would have like a laser eye. Superpower would your nipple give you?
Okay. So, look, I can't produce milk out of it. So I've tried to squeeze it and milk it. So, and I think I've always thought that, you know, mums, when they have their babies, if they're able to breastfeed, that's a superpower in itself. But I've never been able to do that. It helps me meet people and get to know people quickly. And then they kind of, you know, feel that I'm open because I've disclosed it. So it's always been good at helping me meet people.
Yeah.
But I think if it was a superpower, I would flash my third nipple and it would daze or confuse whichever villain I was fighting against.
And then I would swoop in stupefied. With a laser and then be able to like cut them down while you're like dazing them.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, so it's just it would stun them.
Exactly.
I've got another one that I've thought of when I was kind of thinking about this earlier. I could be Scaramanga. Not that he's a superhero,
but he was
super villain.
Well, but that's the thing. Like it doesn't have to be a superhero. You just have a superpower, and you could be a supervillain with that. Absolutely.
Yeah. So
no, that's definitely some cool vibes going on there.
Thank you. Yeah. But, you know, it's funny that I hadn't really thought about it until kind of I spoke to you and you were doing this series. I hadn't really thought about it. And it's been nice giving it more than 5 seconds thought.
Absolutely. Well, I really appreciate you sharing it with everybody. And do you know you share this with Harry Styles? Did you know that?
No, but now
yes.
I feel
he
very
has,
privileged.
He actually has one more than you. He has four nipples.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
So you're in very
he
good
always.
Company.
All right. I'll, thank you. Yeah, I'm feeling really good now. I'm going to tell my wife and my
Excellent.
Kids. I'll get some
absolutely.
More street cred.
Absolutely. You have to do a DNA test. You could be related. Who knows?
maybe get some of his money. That would be good.
That would be very nice. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for your time, Simon. It was a delightful interview, and I know a lot of people are going to get a lot out of this. So cheers.
Mish, thank you very much. And I love what you do. And thanks for the chat today. It's been fun.
Thank you. Simon's such a great guy. Now, it's quite difficult to find polythelia in the creative and historical world, as they can appear to look like moles and birthmarks. However, one notable mention, and Simon spoke about this, is in the James Bond film, The Man with the Golden Gun. The antagonist, Francisco Scaramanga, has a third nipple. In this context, it's used as a distinguishing characteristic for the character. Ian Fleming gave Scaramanga a third nipple to set him apart and give him an exotic, unusual quality. At the time the book was written, there were still many misconceptions and a certain amount of stigma attached to physical differences such as polythelia, and Fleming used this to add an element of intrigue and otherness to his character to make him more memorable. Throughout history, I can only find Napoleon Bonaparte, the French military and political leader, and apparently he had a third nipple, but just like his short stature, this may have been a rumour started by the English, so there's not a lot of sources on that. There are references, again, I'll put that in the website, but not a lot. So polythelia has been subject to a number of myths and superstitions throughout history. Here are a few examples. Witches' marks. Yay! In the Middle Ages and the early modern period in Europe, during the witch trials, it was believed that extra nipples were witches' marks and were used by witches to nurse their familiars, which were thought to be imps or demons in animal form. These marks were considered evidence during witch trials. Indicator of evil or supernatural powers. In some cultures, extra nipples were considered an omen or a sign of inherent evil, similar to other physical abnormalities. In some literary and cinematic representations, characters with extra nipples are depicted as having supernatural or evil powers, for instance, the James Bond villain Scaramanga. Symbol of fertility or sexual prowess. In certain cultures, extra nipples have been associated with increased fertility or sexual prowess, although there's no scientific basis for these beliefs. But you know what? Come at me. Prove me wrong. There is a gap in the art world with art featuring polythelia in that there actually isn't any. Like, I can't really find any particular artwork. So there is a medieval artwork called The Witches of St. Oswyth, where a witch is suckling a familiar, but it looks like to be out of her belly button. Can't clearly see it and doesn't really sort of show off a third nipple, but you know, the symbolism is there. There are, however, loads of medical journal art with a notable piece called Drawing of a Man with Supernumerary Nipples, commissioned by Dr. Henry Jefferson, physician to St. Bartholomew's Hospital in 1866. And it's a beautiful depiction of a male torso with four nipples. Link will be on the website. Get on it, Mish. The presence of extra nipples is just a beautiful testament to the diversity of the human body. Just like the myriad features that differentiate each one of us, polythelia is a unique physical characteristic that adds to the beautiful tapestry of human variation. The anatomical distinction reminds us of our shared biological complexity and the incredible range of forms it can take. The stigma surrounding physical differences such as polythelia has started to recede. More people like my awesome friend Simon embrace these features as part of what makes them unique rather than something to be hidden or ashamed of, because you are perfectly imperfect and mutant.